The epistle from today's Holy Mass is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Brethren, I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you are called, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, careful to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, even as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and throughout all, and in us all, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of today's Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew. At that time, the Pharisees came to Jesus, and one of them, a doctor of the law, putting him to the test, asked him, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, and with your whole soul, and with your whole mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus questioned them, saying, What do you think of the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, David's. He said to them, How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. If David therefore calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one could answer him a word. Neither did anyone dare from that day forth to ask him any more questions. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The introit from today's Holy Mass tells us that they are blessed who walk in the law of the Lord. And St. Paul exhorts us in today's epistle to walk worthy of the vocation in which we are called. This term to walk is one which is used many times over and over all throughout Scripture, Old and New Testament. For example, to walk before God, to walk in His commandments, to walk by faith, to walk as children of light, and so on. Now we know, of course, that the term walking can mean simply living according to God's commandments, for instance. But it also adds the idea of a forward motion, of moving towards something. And this teaches us something important about how we are to live our Christian life in this world. At the moment of our baptism, we were cleansed of original sin, and God infused into our souls sanctifying grace, a share in His own divine life. One can say that in a very real sense, that at that moment, we were divinized. We became like God. With a touch of holy irony, God fulfills in us the false promise made by Satan to Adam and Eve. He promised that they would become like gods. It was a false promise, a lie. They were already like God. They already had sanctifying grace. They lost it by their sin. We receive this promise at our baptism. We become truly like God, sharing in His divine life. As St. Augustine once said, God became man that we might become God. And this is why there's nothing worse in the world than a mortal sin, because even just one destroys in us this greatest of gifts, a share in God's life. Now, given the fact that we as Christians possess this share of divine life, given the fact that we are like God, this sets us apart from the rest of the world, which is under the power of the evil one. Having become like God, having become his adopted children, we are, as St. Paul teaches us, co-heirs with Christ, heirs to the heavenly kingdom. We're no longer children of this world, but as Scripture says, a holy nation, a people claimed by God to be his very own. In the words of our Savior himself, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. The world hates you. Now, no one in the right mind would like to linger in a place where they know they are not welcome. The world hates you. So why do we keep clinging to this world as if it were our permanent home? He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life, said our Lord. The classical term used by the fathers and doctors of the church to describe our current status in this world is viator. Viator. A Latin word which means traveler, wayfarer, pilgrim. We have to live in this world for a time, but once again we are reminded by this term that we all have to keep walking forward, or better, heavenward. If you've ever lived in a foreign country, or even visited one, you know what this means. While you're there, you associate with the citizens of the country. You make good use of the goods which are given to you by the country. You're charitable to all around you. You ought to be, at least. You even try to make the surroundings a little better if you can. But you never stop thinking about home, about your fatherland. No matter how nice that country might be, it's still not home. Where your treasure is, there also is your heart. In the words of Saint Cyprian, we are living here now as aliens, and only for a time. What man stationed in a foreign land would not want to return to his own country as soon as possible? We look upon paradise as our country, and a great crowd of our loved ones await us there. And so the way that we ought to live in this world ought to resemble that person living in a foreign country. Yes, we need to try to make this world a better place. Yes, we need to be concerned with the society in which we live. Yes, we even need to be active according to our respective vocations in the public sector, bringing the truth and goodness of Christ to a world in desperate need. This is required of us, love of neighbor. But at the same time, we must never forget that we are just passing through, that we are not made for this world, and that share in God's divine life planted in our hearts of baptism needs to increase daily until we can say with St. Paul, it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. In other words, as Catholics, we need to live in this world for a time, but with our head in the clouds, so to speak. Like a beautiful Gothic cathedral which stands on this earth but points heavenward. That needs to be the life of any practicing Catholic. Now, what does it mean to keep walking towards our homeland? It means to become more and more godlike and less of the world. filled more and more with God's grace and less with sin. Sharing more and more in God's divine life and less in the spirit of this world, the spirit of darkness. We must not make the mistake and think that just because we're getting older, we're getting any closer to heaven. Unfortunately, it's not that easy. Getting closer to death does not necessarily mean that we are any closer to God. Moving towards heaven is done not so much by growing older, but by growing holier. As St. Augustine once said, your progress must be in virtue. And if you make progress in virtue, then you will be continuing your journey. And our good God has already given us everything we need for the journey. He's given us the food, his own body and blood. Our drooping limbs have been strengthened with the oil or the holy chrism of confirmation. Our weak and sinless hearts have been purified and invigorated with his mercy and grace in the sacrament of confession. We have all we need. And so we need to pick up our pace a bit, march on towards our heavenly homeland, never looking back. Now all of this was said many centuries ago, with much more eloquence, by an early Christian writer named Dionysius. Here's what Dionysius writes. He said, Christians are indistinguishable from other men by nationality, language, or customs. They follow the customs of whatever city they happen to be living in. And yet there is something extraordinary about their lives. They live in their own countries as though they were only passing through. Any country can be their homeland, but for them, their homeland, wherever it is really a foreign country. They pass their days upon earth, but they are citizens of heaven. May God grant us all the grace from this holy mass to live in this world as true children of God, heirs of the kingdom of heaven. And may we keep walking and walking until we arrive at our eternal rest in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to whom be all glory and honor. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.